Do we have any children here? We do have some children here. Do you think you'd be willing to come out and help me out here? You can come with your mum if you want to, that's all right. No, I don't mind. I could do with three, really. Oh, do you want to come out? You don't know what we're going to do yet. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Well, now. Here we are. Oh, perfect. If you like to hold that one, just hold it that way for a minute. Jolly good. And you like to hold that one. And if you like to hold that one. Okay. If you like to stand out here, we're going to hold it up now. Hold it up, turn it around. Hold it high. What do we see? Hold it up. High, nice and high. Is it the story of what? It's the story of the Wizard of Oz. That's an amazing story. Do you remember when you first heard that story? How many times have you watched that on the film? Must be many, many times. Every Christmas I fall asleep. Now, the important thing about these three characters is that they were being led on a journey by a young lady called...
Dorothy.
Thank you. And they went along a road which was coloured... The yellow brick road. And they were going to see... They were. We don't do wizards in this place, but that's okay. But the point of the story is that Dorothy was going to lead them down a pathway to find some very important things for their lives. Who can remember what the problem with the scarecrow was? What was he having problems with? Brains. He didn't have a brain. He wanted a brain so he could think. Okay. That's really important. We need to be able to think, don't we? That's really good. What about this little fellow in the middle? The Tin Man. What was his problem?
Heart.
He didn't have a heart. We all need a heart, do we not? And that's one of the things that he was going... What about the lion? What was his problem? He lacked courage. Can you roar? Can we have a bit of a roar, please? Thank you very much. Because the lion needs to be able to roar, but he was afraid. He was so afraid, so he needed to go on this journey. We don't have a yellow brick road. But we do have a black and a red one, so we're going to go along the road, okay? And when we get all the way around here, we're going to see if we can do something about the problems that they had. So let's go, shall we? How does the song go? Keep going. Keep going, keep going. Oh yeah, we've got music. Keep going. Roar. Very good. So, they're going to ask, you're going to ask them what is it they want. Because, you know, in life, one of the things that Jesus did when he met with people, he said, what is it that you want? So let's ask this little... Okay. Would you all together ask this question? I want to think.
I want to think.
Yes. So we're going to pray that you can be able to think. And eventually, of course, you are able to think. The most important thing about this story is that actually... The scarecrow was really rather... It was cleverer than he thought. And sometimes we don't think about that. And we're wanting things that's already there. We just need to have the confidence to be able to do so. And you can think, can you? Do you know how we show that we think? Think, think. Can you do that? Think, think. Yay, well done. So what are we going to ask? We're going to ask what you want. Ask the Tin Man what you want. I want to love. Okay. She wants her heart. She wants her heart. She wants to be able to love, so she needs a heart. We've all got hearts. But actually, Jesus came to do a very special thing. He came to give us a new heart. And the way he did that was to give us his Holy Spirit, to put a new heart into us so that we could love him and love each other as we should be able to love ourselves. How can we show that we can love? We did this the other day, actually. Can you do the heart sign? Here we go. This is they're all doing it these days. You're way up there if you're doing it. Okay, this is what it means to love. And the Tin Man, he just wanted to be able to love, and we need to be able to do that. And finally, a big roar. Thank you. Oh, very good. So would you ask the lion the same question?
I want courage.
Don't whisper.
Let's together shout, I want courage! I want courage! Do you know, in life we all need a bit of courage, don't we? But sometimes we can't drum it up from within us. We need a bit of help to do that. We need the courage that God can give. The God who says, do not be afraid. Do you feel like that sometimes? You do feel a bit nervous about things. But actually, God gives us the courage we need to be able to roar like a lion. I just got a bit scared myself then. So we've got the scarecrow wants to. You can do these actions. We've got the lion who needs roar, and the one with the heart. We all need a new heart, don't we? So Dorothy led them all off to find these things. But actually, what they found was they had it all the time. They just needed the courage to believe that. And the same is true for us all, that God is within us and he helps by his Spirit to release those things so that we can be the person that he wants us to be. So this journey that we're on through Lent, just remind yourselves of the God who releases us into life, life that's very special. So a big round of applause for our actors today. Well done. You get to keep those. You can keep those. Okay? Well done. Not ready to finish now. Fantastic. So, Dorothy was the one that led them on their road. Jesus leads us on our road. And he came to rescue us and to set us free. This